Yeah, we back, we back, we back. Looking at another one of these live. Shout out to the Humble King. Definitely go check his YouTube page out now. Humble King over there on YouTube. Humble King was at the event. Reached out to him, said, can we share this content? And he was like, absolutely, you can share this content. So we're going to get into the videos. He explains what happened from his perspective. So this was right after the venue. We seen another one of videos earlier that Humble King basically broke down, but we're gonna get into this right now.
Goddamn, biggest that man torso, man. It's a New York dude in there sitting on the wall, old school nigga. I don't know.
All right, so up to that point, he's coming out the venue, and he said it was an old school guy. Guy was about 50, 60 years old, with a cane. He said, old timer dude, he said, and then he's explaining about the brick you heard, that one of Surf's dudes went and got a brick, he said, because where the door was, you can go right outside. And then, you know, he said there was like a bot area. He'll get into that.
Fuck the whole thing. Good shit, Al. Go on, bro. Yeah, hey. Need to fuck that whole event up, man. Folk got 12 all out here, man. Stupid ass nigga, man. Come on, man. The battle I want to fucking see. And get what, bro? That's all the shit, son. Bro. I'm responsible for that shit. Supposed to say, smash him.
He was like, right there. All right. Here it is. Surf's responsible for this. Smash him, smash him, smash him. Did you see the little scooter? They have them around some inner cities. You put a code or something in, or you just prepay with your credit card.
Smash him, nigga had a brick. Got that shit. Supposed to say, smash him. Smash him, nigga had a brick. I'm responsible for that shit. Supposed to say, smash him. Smash him, nigga had a brick. Goddamn biggest that man torso, man. It's a New York dude in there sitting on the wall, old school nigga. Yeah, I don't know what he with the cane. He did some slick shit back there. And then this big security dude ran out. He was like, hey, man, come here, man. Come on, man. Let's go, go. He was like trying to get him out there.
Get you
he was like,
hey, man, you know,
I'm from East New York. I'm this, that. And then a couple seconds after that, all Surf niggas and Surf came busting through the thing. Nigga was mic'd up and everything. Smash him. Smash him. I don't know what dude did back there, but that stopped the whole fucking thing.
And he mentions earlier, yeah, everyone's like, he stabbed his man. Same, yeah, that was after you, he jumped his ass.
Man.
Man,
fuck the whole goddamn move up, man. You folk got APD ass out here, man. Man, god damn, man. The fucking battle I want to see. Fuck the whole goddamn shit up, man. Country ass nigga, man.
The battle I wanted to see. All right, let's get forward a little bit more when he gets in.
Hey, let him go. Let him go. God damn it, man. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. You
definitely go.
In case I sat there and saw it with my own eyes, y'all. I got up. Let me wait till a few people get in here, man. Have handled dude and kept the show going, man. Listen, man, listen, man, that shit didn't even take place on stage, by the stage. Look, during the brief intermission between Calico and Chess battle, I've been drinking, man, so I got up and used the bathroom. I went up and used the restroom where everybody during the intermission, everybody jump up to go try to rush to the restroom or whatever. Goods, you're a funny nigga, too. It's another thing with Goods, what Goods kept doing. But anyway, I think got that goddamn blicker, right? I think it's sitting there with that tool in his lap, right? Probably try to clap something. But anyway, I guess people in here, man. It's this old school New York dude in there, right? He had a cane. light skinned old school guy. He kept saying, I'm from East Brooklyn. I'm from East New York, East Brooklyn. I don't know what the fuck he did. But he was, it's a door for VIP and like stage access or whatever. But coming off the main, you know, walking from the seats, the bleachers, the areas where you're at, it's right as soon as you go through the hallway, through the door, whatever, right? Shout out to all the battlers. Shout out to Smack, man. Nunu Nails looking like a whole snack. But anyway, dude did something, right? And then moments later, big ass security light type dude was like, come on, man. Come on with me, man. Just come on with me, man. You got to go. You got to go. So it's like the security dude was trying to get dude up out of there. Couple seconds later, you see a whole bunch of little young niggas coming through the door or whatever. They coming through the door or whatever. And then
they came
pop
running
up out of nowhere. Surf. He mic'd up in every damn thing, right? Now hold on. Let me take it back a little bit. Dude, when them young dudes were coming through, when they was coming through the little door, whatever, the chase behind that old school dude I said earlier with the cane, one dude had a brick in his hand, right? But not like just a he had like this nigga, like he goddamn had a fucking sidewalk brick. You know what I mean? Like, not like a brick you could just hold in your hand. He had to hold it with two hands. Put it like this. The brick was that big. He had to hold it with two hands. Big ass fucking brick. Walking, trying to find the dude. And then moments later, right after that, you see Surf combing through the entourage, dressed down the same. All black on Surf. He mic'd up and everything. Surf saying, smash him, smash him. Smash him, smash him. So big ass, they chasing this dude or whatever. Big ass fight breakout. I'm standing right there. I didn't have my camera on. You know, I'm looking. It ain't no time to be doing no filming. I'm sitting here looking, trying to see what's going on. Ain't no time to do no fucking filming. I could have filmed this whole fucking thing, y'all. Y'all would have been shot. I was right there. Like, out of all the people, out of 700-800 people, I'm the one, I'm right there. Cause I had just went and used the restroom. Took a picture with a couple cats or whatever. Easy to block captain. He had a booth. He's selling merch. He doing his thing or whatever. You know, you got Geechee Gotti. He got a situation going on up there selling stuff. Taking pictures. Just taking pictures with folks, right? So I'm standing there because I'm waiting through the intermission. I'm waiting, like, I know it's about to start because I'm standing by the hallway in the door or whatever. I hear altercation break out. Hold on, y'all. One sec. Let me put this on charge. Hold up. One second. Hey, fuck my whole shit up. Fuck the whole move up, man. Damn, man. Hold on, y'all. All right, I just paid my parking thing to get out of here. Hold on. One second. Yo. Stupid ass niggas can't get nothing right, man. Dumb ass niggas, man. Hitman, shout out Hitman. Hitman in the building. Arsenal in the building. T-Rex, K-Shine. It was all the battle rappers. Goods, Swamp, Chrome was up in there. I didn't even see John. John must be, you know, I ain't see John. If he was there, everybody was there, man. It had to be. It's almost like this is the thing with me with Surf, right? Surf, You are a professional battle rapper. You got a caffeine situation. It's obvious you got a big situation with it's obvious you got a good situation with URL. You got your music, you know, you got your Midnight Madness. You got all this stuff going on, bro. You got to think, motherfucker. That's why I'll be. I feel like he owes smack them owes a little refund, man. Because let's be honest, man. Everybody, the battle that everybody came out to see, we weren't able to see the main event. I really wanted to see what Cortez had to do. That was his, you know. I wanted to see, you know. I wanted to see. I'm in the building. I wanted to see this shit. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, I don't know what that dude did. I don't know if he tried one of them or tried to steal something or was talking shit or what. My whole thing is, Surf, you are the cash cow you are like you like the ringleader when it comes to this entourage shit. When you bring your entourage or whatever, let me tell you something. Shout out to Chess. Guess who Chess' entourage was tonight? His siblings. This nigga had his family with him, all girls. They all look alike. Like, he had his family with him. You could tell that was his family. Like, all of them look alike. Miss Hustle was in the building with her big old boot, big ass booty and shit. But anyway, Surf had all these fucking people with him. Big ass fight breakout. You got to know how to control your entourage, man. Nigga, I looked at you. You had your mics on. You had mics on, man. You had your mics on, so that means you was already backstage getting prepped. You was already backstage getting prepped. I didn't even see Cortez. I didn't even see Cortez. You know what I'm saying? You get mic'd up, bro. Why are you even in the mix of any of that shit? And the reason why I say Surf is the cause of this shit is because that's who I seen in the mix with all these damn dudes running down this damn dude. I don't know what the fuck old head did with this cane, walking with a cane. And I heard out of your own mouth, smash him. I see a big ass bolt. Fuck a brick. Yeah, the nigga had a boulder in his hand. Fuck a brick. I wish I would have recorded that shit. The nigga had a boulder in his hand. Fuck a brick. You can hold a brick. You can palm a brick. That nigga had a boulder in his hand. And then moments after that, Surf a little bit behind him because the entourage was in front of him. Surf yelling from the back, smash him. Smash him. Boulder. Security. Rushing off some dude with a cane. Telling him he got to go. Come on, come on. We got to get you out of here. He trying to get him out of there. Moments later, dudes walk through the door. Big ass boulder. Young niggas. They probably from around here somewhere. I don't know. But it's a bunch of them. Right after that, this nigga dressed the same. All black. Jogging gear on. Surf. Smash him. Like, man, this bullshit, man. I can't wait to hear these stories that come out. I can't wait to hear what Surf gonna have to say about this fucking situation or any of these battle rappers. He say any fucking thing opposite of what I'm saying. Now, mind you, I heard the fight through the door, so it had already went down. I'm like, damn, there's somebody there and they're hitting, boy. They're in there hooking. I hear it. Moments later, I see an old head looking like type dude with a cane. I'm from East Brooklyn. I'm from East Brooklyn, light-skinned cat. And the security, like, come on, man, you got to go. You got to go. All right, I hear you, but you got to go. You got to get out of here. You got to go. Moments right after that, Surf entourage and Surf come through. Dude got a big-ass boulder in his hand. Like, if he would have hit that man, if he would have hit anybody with that damn thing across their head, they dead. They dead. This nigga had one of them kind of bricks. Not the brick Ice Cube used to hit Debo with. No, not that fucker. He had a fucking boulder. You had to hold the bitch with two hands. I'm like, oh, man, he finna fuck somebody up. I'm standing right there. He finna fuck somebody up with this shit. Then another fight break out. Doo, 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 doo. They hitting, they hitting. Niggas dropping phones. I'm like, hey, man, get your man phone. I'm moved out the way. I'm like, hey, man, hey, you broke it. Nigga just hit your homeboy so hard his fucking cell phone flew out his pocket. Pick your homeboy phone up. So they picking the phones up and shit, and they fighting and shit. I'm looking at, so damn, I wish I would have recorded that shit. I wish I would have recorded so y'all can see it for y'allself. Somebody probably had to have footage of that shit. Y'all gonna probably see it surface online. And if y'all see it, you ain't got to do nothing looking to the little shit. Y'all will see me standing right on the wall looking at this shit. I'm in all black. I'm like, look at this shit, man. I didn't think nothing of it, though. I was like, all right, well, all right, that's over with. The battle gonna start in a second. And this dude was like, all right, party over, party over. I don't work for said, URL. I don't work for caffeine. I work for center stage. This shit over. I can guarantee you that. Because I was like, man, you sure, man? I don't want to pull off and leave, man, and the battle still go down, man. I was like, man, this the battle everybody come out here to see. So I can guarantee you it's not going to be another battle tonight.
So like a humble king damn. Explaining what really happened at the URL TV battle. Shout out. Humble King, go follow.
Are they from Atlanta? No, Surf from Georgia. Surf live here now. Surf live here. But he from Jersey. And fucking entourage with him. Yeah, I seen about 40 dudes. About 40 dudes with him.
Did y'all see?
Yeah, I only fear God, man. I be seeing that shit going down. That shit just a norm to me. You see that every day in Atlanta. So I just simply moved to the side and got down, you know what I'm saying? But Surf, the fucking reason why this shit just shut down. Surf. Did Surf throw a blow? I didn't see Surf throw a blow. I'm not telling y'all that. I didn't see Surf punch nobody. I damn sure heard him goddamn give a command. I damn sure heard his ass goddamn give an order, goddamn. Like, man, fuck, man. Shit could have been, that shit went. So I'm holding him fucking responsible because, nigga, why you even in the mix of this shit? You should be, you already got your mics on your back. You should be headed to the fucking stage. Backstage waiting. You know what I mean? What the fuck, man? It was Surf and his people. And I remember hearing the dude that they was beating on or whatever before they jumped on him. When the security was trying to tell. All
right, hang on. I'm going to show you guys what he is talking about. Let me see if this works. See him? He had a gun. They're all saying, damn, dude had a knife up in there. He's stealing his damn chain. His Uncle Ra right there. Surf's like, I got 600 kids. Don't play with me. That's the 50, 60-year-old man. He's out. Out. That's pretty much. This is Kane and stuff. You know, they dragged him right out that door. Here's where it starts again. They already beat him down once already. There's a bar right there. You see everybody drinking. You know, and this is center stage in Atlanta. So some people might know the layout. And Surf's like in that corner yelling, smash him, smash him, smash him.
Telling him you got to go. It was an older guy. He had a cane, walking with a cane. He kept saying, "Hey man, listen, man, my bad, man." He said he had all his jewelry on and shit. He was like, I'm from East New York. I'm from Brooklyn. I'm from East Brooklyn. He said some shit like that. You know, it's obvious the man drunk. You know what I mean? That, this will be happening at these Ballarat smack events. Like, it's obvious the man drunk. You know what I mean? That, this will be happening at these Ballarat smack events. Like, this ain't the first smack event I done been to that shit. That happened at all events. Because I'm not going to just put it on URL, because when I was at Max Out on one, when Calico battled, that was Max Out 2. Max Out 1 was a success. It wasn't no fights, no nothing. Max Out 2, when Calico battled Hitman, you know, they jumped on that damn boy. They beat that guy. You know what I'm saying? It was a fight. Yeah. So it'd be fights. And matter of fact, when I went to King Juice battle, Hitman fought a dude there in St. Louis. You know what I mean? So it's always fights at these fucking battles. But, man. I want a refund, Smack. Smack, you got to give me a portion of my money back, Smack.
I want a refund, Smack. I want a refund.
You got to give me a portion of my money back, Smack.
You said I want a refund.
It wasn't the fans' fault. It was your fucking artist's fault. I want a refund. It was the niggas you booked fault. It was the nigga you praise. URL praise. Damn, I can't wait to hear what Surf got to say about this shit. I can't wait to hear Surf get on this motherfucker and say whatever he got to say about this shit. I want to hear what Surf got to say, because Surf was the goddamn one in the middle of that shit. No, that motherfucker. Now, when you go to Atlanta battle rap event, I ain't going to just say Atlanta. Because when I went to, when I went to Chicago, it was more dudes in there than women, but it was a sprinkle of women. When I went to St. Louis, it was more dudes, but it was a little women now. Atlanta? Man, this motherfucker was flooded with women. I just didn't, you know, my phone was going. I just didn't want to record all that shit like that. But, you know, it was flooded in there with women. It was a lot of women in there. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I can't wait. I want to hear what fucking Surf got to say.
I got the 15 Byron minutes Blake of fame, right
Uncle
here.
Ron, all them Byron in the building, Blake back of the class, here. All them in the building. When I began my live, the guy y'all see me had my camera on, that's 15 minutes of fame, that's back of the class. I mean, knowing these dudes, I've been seeing these dudes for years.
Hang on.
You'll see my, if you listen to my first live stream, when I first went live on this, you'll hear him saying, "What's up, King? What's up, King?" He know me from all these other events or whatever. Or if you just go on 15 minutes of fame, back of the class, you'll see me. He was like asking me who gonna win the battles or whatever, my predictions. And I was asking them, I reversed the script and started asking them questions. They don't know I'm a content creator. Now, what's called back of the class, dude? But knowledge and all them, they don't know I'm a content creator. So when he slapped his camera in my face, I reversed and said, "You know what? We're gonna ask him a question. Who you got on your predictions?" So y'all go back and watch it. You'll see me saying that. Yeah, Surf started that goddamn commotion. Black ass nigga. Nigga used to think that was my little brother.
Here we go. Hold on.
Exactly. It was a lot of women in there. Now, I don't know about how battle rap is in other little cities or whatever.
Now, here is the Byron Blake footage he was talking about with the Hitman Holla drama. You know, they put the beats to Byron Blake. You can actually see Hitman right there, you know, getting his shit in. He was getting it in with Byron Blake. He got the boots put to him. Some people will say Calico set all this up. But Byron Blake, yo, he was doing his thing. You know, he was trying to anyway. Hitman Holla got his shit off. But, all right, that's sucker shit, though. That is straight sucker shit.
But in Atlanta, it's going to be a fucking whole lot of women in that motherfucker. And they be looking like something.
I went to the,
Yeah, y'all hit the like button.
They used to have it at an airport. Pissed me.
Oh, man. Yeah, you black ass, sir. You black ass.
Freak Nick. Black motherfucker.
You
said right
there. Smash him. You can't say you didn't say that. I hope somebody recorded that shit.
but I don't think they did because that shit was so fast and so much going on, people trying to get out the way. I was just back to the wall. I could fight, you know what I mean? As long as now one of you motherfuckers hit me, you know what I mean? You hit who you supposed to be hitting. That video is out. What video is out? The about what just happened? He didn't have no material. That's why didn't have the second or third round, Cortez would have won. I really, 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 everybody was waiting on that battle. Let me tell you something. My phone
went to 20% right now.
When Lou Castro and Charlie Clips were battling, right? I said, hey, y'all, my phone at 20%. I'm not going to be able to record the whole live reaction. Then I read a comment that said, hold on, just stop the live and then come back live when Surf them battle. I'm like, that make a lot of sense. So I just turned my phone off. I was just watched the whole Chess battle and all that old stuff, waiting for the Surf battle so I can get my little 20% in with this one right here, let y'all see what's going on, do my live reactions on what's going on, right? Calico 3-0. Respectfully, Calico did a gentleman's 30. I don't know how that shit gonna turn out when it hit the URL app, and I know y'all saw it on the caffeine. Chess rap first. Chess started out doing real good. Then he started doing this look like he about to throw up. Chess right. walked Humble off the King stage. I said, what the fuck he doing?
Fight. Go check. Humble
what the
King
fuck he doing? I'm talking to everybody. Now. What the fuck Chess doing? Chess went to the back and threw up. They came with napkins and everything. Calico was like, you see this shit? Calico came to talk to that boy. Y'all hit the like button. But soon as he threw up, he came out there, got him a squig of water, and he was like, I'm ready. Come on, I'm ready. What the fuck y'all talking about? Y'all got me fucked up. This son of a bitch started going off. He started going off. He got the momentum back. He got it back. He doing his thing. Then Cal rap. To me, Cal edged him. And I'm going to give it to Cal because he waited so long with that throw up shit. That's different than a stumble. That's different than a choke. This son of a bitch threw up. We got to start adding some shit to shit. You know, people be saying, oh, he stumbled in this round. Oh, he choked in this round. You got to say, oh, he threw up in this round, too. You got battlers that do that. DNA did it before Chess. But anyway.
In all fairness, DNA said the other day that we got to put a time limit on how long these dudes are out there. What's making, you know, like, you can't be letting them go out there 4 or 5 minutes throwing up.
Cal won all three rounds. Yes, he did. He won all three rounds. I was going live for y'all. I was doing a live recap so y'all can see it. If the caffeine app was tripping, y'all didn't have to do nothing but come over here and log on to my channel. I mean, you know, tune in with what I had going on, and y'all could have watched it live and direct. You know what I mean? I don't know how the feedback was.
He had to try to put the battle over there.
We supposed to be enjoying the main event right now. And the reason why we're not seeing the main event right now is because of motherfucking Sue Surf. Sue Surf and his goddamn entourage. Smack need to start having his claws and his goddamn contracts. Hey, man, no fucking entourage, man. You and maybe fucking three guys or whatever. No more than five people. These some of bitches. And I get it. They have like plus fives and all that shit for the stage preferences. But they'll have a like Calico had about 40 dudes with him, right? 50 dudes with him. The dudes that get in without having to pay, it comes out of Calico check, out of what they pay Calico. You see what I'm saying? But you know, it wasn't a fight or nothing with Calico.
So we're going to get into this right now.
No, it wasn't a battle rapper got knocked out.
He said it was because of
it wasn't no fucking battle rapper. It wasn't no battle rapper got knocked out. I sat down, saw it. It was fucking Cruz and shit. If it was a battle rapper that got knocked out or got to a fight, the fight that I seen, if one of them dudes were battle rappers, they was Crucible PG battle rappers. I ain't know who they was, never heard of them. Yeah, Surf, shut it down. I can't wait till that black some of a bitch get in front of a camera and talk whatever he finna say. I want to hear this shit. I want to hear how it transpired, what started it. I saw the aftermath. I didn't see what started it. I don't know whether or not if dude tried to steal something from them. I don't know whether or not if goddamn dude said something slick and then they just boot bapped his ass in that little hallway right before you get on the to go to VIP to get on the stage backstage. Cause where my seat was G section, F roll, seat 6. That's the seat I paid. G section is all different sections. I seen a whole bunch of people I ain't seen in years neither. That's battle rap fan. G section, F roll, seat 6. That's on the end. I had on the end. So as soon as I get up, I can go right out the door. The door right here. I can go right out the door and just like y'all look at my live. Y'all see I was dapping Jack Boy Maine, Drugs, all these cats. I'm dapping over the rail. Like I'm right here. Like, God damn, man. Surf just fucked this whole goddamn shit up. Black ass nigga.
Salute the humble king, man. That's the fact.
Yeah, I'm a damn sure talk about it. That's, man, I can't think of nothing Surf could possibly say that could be justifiable to the point where it fucked up the whole goddamn thing. Man, focus on the bag, nigga. You ain't, Cortez probably gonna get his back in. That's the thing, when y'all reschedule it, are y'all gonna reschedule it in Atlanta again? Because if you reschedule it and it's somewhere else, then you shit at everybody who fucking paid you, Caffeine. URL, Smack, Beasley, Chico, you cheated us, motherfucker. We paid for that fucking battle. We paid for that battle. So if y'all battle if Cortez and Surf battle anywhere else, y'all cheated the fucking fans. And we were showing love. Y'all hit a crowd. People say Atlanta crowd. Yeah, we got a tough crowd, but we were showing love. We went in there sleep. We were giving it up for every battler that was talking that shit. It could have been. Besides Chess throwing up, walking off the stage to go throw up, this could have possibly been a flawless fucking card. Had Cortez and Surf had some good material. But we don't know because, man, I can't believe this stupid ass nigga, man. I'm looking right at his short ass, 5'7", 5'8", short, stupid ass, black ass nigga. Now you making money, man. You making some real good money. You got to know how to carry yourself. You got to know how to elevate, man. What the fuck? Yeah, like security tried to handle it. Just facts. Security grabbed the man and was like, come on, man, you got to go. Come on, come on, come on. He was trying to usher this nigga out of here like, you got to go. Before these goddamn niggas get up in this motherfucker, I want you to be already long gone. The nigga had a cane, man. The man walking with a cane. Yeah, but you got to, BYG, you got to know how to be professional. I know where Jay-Z came from. I know where Baby came from. I know where 50 Cent came from. I know where Snoop Dogg came from. And this is a bigger arena. I know where Boosie came from, T.I. came from, Future came from. But when we maneuver and we doing business, we got to do business right. We got to do business right. DC was in that motherfucker doing what DC do, man. Man, that shit was lit. Yeah, they got into it, man. Right at the main event. And the damn ringleader is the nigga who's supposed to be his black ass on the stage getting mic'd up. He was already mic'd up. The nigga, I seen it in the back of his back. The back, you know, the back of your pants. I clipped the mics on to you. I saw he was already mic'd up. And you talking about smash him, smash him. This is a surf. This is a business. This is an establishment, sir. We inside a center stage. These people, man, this is a business, sir. You a whole brand out here, sir. Nigga, it was a packed house. These people came to see your ass perform. You and goddamn, we came to see everybody. I'm not shitting on everybody. But people mainly came to see Cortez and Surf, the main event. And you fucked that up, man. Because you encourage your fucking entourage. You fucked that up. I am probably the first person to do a video talk. I should have named, titled this video, Surf, you big fuck up. Something like that. But well, a lot of people may not see this video. Them niggas fucked up this dude. They damn beat up this damn dude. I didn't see Surf throw a punch or a kick, but I damn sure heard him in the crowd like rushing towards the dude too, saying, fuck him up. He was fighting because on the way back, his homeboy had his goddamn arm, like his homeboy security had him by his arm, like walking him up out of there. He like looking all like breathing hard, like, man, God damn, man, motherfucking bastard. Sometimes you got to make an example out of motherfucker. You, the cash cow, don't have to make an example out of motherfucker. If you got to make an example out of motherfucker, you know how many niggas I seen in that mother surf? Damn near all surf crew got them goddamn chains. You know that R, what it is? RX, you know that little chain surf be wearing? Damn near his whole squad had them chains on, like how a rapper signed a bunch of rappers. You know, like Gucci Man got so icy. He got 1017, you know, he got all his artists with the 1017 chains. He had all his artists, they had these chains on. Why your fucking entourage couldn't have did that shit? Or why you couldn't have just said, hey man, let that shit go, man. Let me get this bag. We're not finna fuck up this plate. We're not finna fuck up this plate. A lot of people came out here to see this shit. We finna put on a fucking show. Like, you didn't have to do that shit, man. You didn't have to do that shit, man. And look, dig this. I'm pretty sure center stage are probably no more. No, Chess didn't choke at all. He threw up. He was rapping. He started out, he was rapping. He getting good crowd reaction. He hitting him with some bars. He did like four or five bars. Then he stopped, turned around, and one of his relatives, I knew that was his relatives, was holding his water. He took a squig of water, and he was like, come on, man. Cal said something to him. He was like, come on, man. You know, I got a history. People know I be belching, you know what I'm saying, burping or whatever. So he started back rapping, and then he just stopped, and then he started walking to the back. I said, man, it almost seemed like he was walking to leave the whole venue. What the fuck he doing? What the fuck he doing? I'm asking people, hey, man, you see this shit? So he went back there and threw up. He just walked backstage so he can throw up. He went back there and threw up. Took about 5 minutes, five long, painful ass minutes. Crowd booing, crowd like, what the fuck? He came back and started cooking. You know, like the North Side. Man, we was having fun, man. It was lit. I don't know the detail. BYG, you're absolutely right. I heard them fighting behind the door. I don't know the exact details as far as what made that fight take place. But what I'm saying is, when they put it like this, listen to me, listen. It was a fight before the fight that I saw. I heard it. I'm standing right by the bar and hear it. I'm like, damn, somebody being fucked up back there. It was that guy, this older guy. God, listen, they already scuffed him up, roughed him up, whatever the case may be. Security was trying to escort him out on the other side of the building. Surf or his entourage.
Mama, I'm a criminal. Mama, I'm a criminal. Mama, I'm a criminal. Criminal, criminal. Mama, I'm a criminal. Mama, I'm a.
When I drop you off, you never see your father. Saw 48 hours of the week. It's not enough for us to speak. It's not enough for me to teach. I wanna hug you. You're out of reach. You're so far away. I just want you here with me. Just know this wasn't up to me. Driving from your mama crib, I find it hard to breathe. Hard to tell you what I mean, but I never wanna leave. There's things I must protect you from. I only can 2 days out the week. I only feel like a man on them 2 days out the week. I said my city, no joke. Spin the tires, turn the wheel, take a tote. Pay attention, or they'll fucking take it all. What I said, they killed Freddy at the body shop, one in the head. A week later, found Willie in the living room dead. What I said, after Mikey, he cut the eyes out her head. Everybody know Paul, don't know no Craig. Only my wife and my daughter ever sleep in my bed. I trust no one, still had
I know you heard of I, your boy Japan, and I'm rocking out with Chris Clark. He from the West Coast, I'm from Rhode Island. Let's get it going now, it's how it's going down. Brody got its own style, smallest state in the nation, but we so proud, yeah we so proud, screaming out loud. Oh, here we go, come on. Haven for the hustlers, scramble for the dollar. Whole state corrupt, blood money for tomorrow. Still a plantation, bunch of niggas wearing collars. Whether in the gutter or a fucking brown scholar. And from the east to the west, little Rhodey in the house. Man, we always been fresh. And from the north to the south, I love